Hi, gang. Bob Boving here for the Mystery Project. Dog eat dog, as a phrase, may have gone out of fashion, but it still describes what goes on in business. A couple of old dogs, accountants, find themselves being chased out of the yard by a younger mutt with a great bite. A thoroughly modern take on White Collar Crime by R.D. Wingfield. The play is called Compensating Error, presented in two parts. Here's part one.
It's no use arguing, Hewitt. I've made up my mind. They go at the end of the week.
But Mr. Roberts, they've been with us for 35 years.
Then I'm telling you to do what you should have done 35 years ago. Sack them.
With the utmost respect, sir. We don't do that sort of thing at Webster's.
Maybe you didn't, Mr. Hewitt. But you're going to have to do a lot of things you didn't do before. Like making a profit, for example.
It's difficult to explain things to an outsider. You'll forgive me for calling you that, Mr. Roberts.
From what I've seen of this firm, I take it as a compliment.
Old Mr. Webster, our founder, prided himself on the way he looked after his staff.
Well, pity he didn't pride himself more on looking after his business. Then he wouldn't have had to sell out to me, would he?
Mr. Desmond and Mr. Davenport have been with us for 35 years. I think they deserve some special consideration.
They've taken money under false pretenses long enough. That's all the consideration they'll get from me. You think I'm a hard man, don't you, Hewitt?
But of course not, sir.
You think I should keep those two old duffers on just because they've been with us for donkey's years? Well, there's no sentiment in business, and I'm in it for the money. I'm going to prune dead wood, but reward efficiency.
There is very little dead wood, sir.
And even less efficiency, from what I can see. Now, I want them out tomorrow. Pay them to the end of the month if you like, but get them out. It's dangerous to have people under notice handling large sums of money.
You can trust both Mr. Davenport and Mr. Desmond implicitly.
They haven't got enough sense to fiddle. But never mind. They go tomorrow, and then this new bloke, Jackson, takes over the accounts department.
Do you think he's a wise choice, sir?
Eh?
He's only been with us a few weeks, and Mr. Davenport is not very happy with him.
Ah, if Davenport's not happy with him, that's the finest recommendation I could wish for.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Davenport.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Mr. Davenport.
Everyone stop work. All go and look out of that window. Now, whose car is that in my parking space?
That's Peter Fawcett's Red Mini, Mr. Davenport.
Fawcett? What department's he in?
Mr. Desmond, sir.
I see.
What's going on here? Why are you out of your places?
How did this happen, Jacko?
I'm sorry, Mr. Davenport. I didn't see you there. How did what happen?
Someone's car in my place. It's not good enough, Jacko.
Mr. Davenport, I'd be obliged if you would pay me the courtesy of addressing me by my correct name. I am your second in command, and the staff are already beginning to copy your mode of address.
Oh, don't be fussy, man. That car out there belongs to a chap in Desmond's section.
But is it necessary for all the staff to look at it? We're very behind.
You've got no sense of proportion, have you, Jacko? This is Desmond's revenge. He hasn't got over me hanging my coat on his hook last week. Well, don't stand there gawping, you lot. You should be ashamed of yourselves for letting it happen. Now, go on. Get back to work. Come to my office, Jacko. I want you.
Yes, Mr. Davenport.
Now then.
Can we go through the cash inwards figures, Mr. Davenport?
Before we do that, I want to see your check issues ledger.
Why?
Because I haven't checked through it since you've been here. But first of all, let's sort Master Desmond out, shall we? Mr. Desmond, please. Oh, it's such an offensive colour for a car. Red. Yeah. Hello? Mr. Desmond, please. Not in yet. It's 9:15. Yes, well, all right. When he eventually arrives, tell him I want him. Pronto. 9:15, and he hasn't done a stroke of work yet.
We are not much better. Can we make a start now?
What's in the post? Anything exciting?
Just the usual complaints from suppliers waiting for payment.
Well, you know my system. Put the ones who scream the loudest on top of the pile.
With a proper system, we could speed things up tremendously.
Accuracy before speed, Jacko. This isn't the Olympic Games. Here. Here's a proper stinker from Thompson & Co. addressed to me personally. Can you get their check off today?
If more deserving cases are left, yes.
Good. I'll leave it to you then. Oh, look, there's old Desmond creeping up the stairs now. 9:25. What an example.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Desmond.
I'm late.
Good morning, Mr. Desmond.
Damn train broke down.
A message from Mr. Davenport, sir.
Yes?
He says when you finally get in...
What?
...would you ring him?
Insolent devil. Let's see if you say it to my face.
It's not fair. Davenport's department are going to get all the fun again. Why don't they fight up here for a change?
Where is he?
Good morning, Mr. Desmond.
Don't good morning me, Jackson. Where's Davenport?
Going home already, Desmond. You don't know we do it in your department, do you?
I haven't had a chance to take my coat off yet. I've just received your insolent message.
Insolent? It's so long since I spoke to your chap just after 9. I really forget what I said. It was perfectly polite and inoffensive, though. He must have muddled it up. Poor devils don't get proper supervision.
Why shouldn't they get proper supervision?
If the manager doesn't come rolling in until 9:30 now...
My train was late.
Well, you should allow for that, shouldn't you? Allow for it, you see. Catch the earlier train. A manager has a duty to set an example. That's my philosophy.
I thought your philosophy was to be as rude and unpleasant as possible. What would you want to see me about?
Oh, yes, yes. You'd better come into my office. You've got a chap in your department called Fawcett.
So?
Drives a red Mini.
Smart little car. Often admired it.
Yes, you never had much taste. He's stuck it in my parking space.
He's what?
He's parked it in my parking space. What are you cackling about?
Thank you for sharing the joke. I appreciate it.
I want it moved.
There's plenty of room elsewhere.
I've been parking in the same spot for 16 years.
It's 20 years for squatters' rights, Davenport. Well, you just have to get in earlier, won't you? First come, first served.
You're telling me to get in earlier?
You've brightened up my morning. I've had my laugh. I must get back now.
Are you going to move it?
No.
Just the sort of cooperation I expected.
Then I haven't disappointed you. Wait till I tell the chaps in my section. They'll enjoy the joke.
Enjoy the joke. Jacko!
What is it now?
What are you doing?
You asked me to do the Thompson check.
Yes, well, there's more important things to worry about. Attention, everyone, please. Sell it.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, this department has had a body blow today, but it's not going to happen again. Who's first in the morning?
Well, I suppose it's me, Mr. Davenport.
Right, Brian. You're our first line of defense. Now, when you arrive tomorrow, drive straight in the car park and book my space until I arrive.
But I haven't got a car.
Well, you can stand there and guard it, can't you? Now, don't let me down. I'll soon be recommending the annual increases, and I'm vindictive. Yes, well, that's all, thank you.
All right, then. Get on with your work. Who did that?
Now, Jacko.
Yes, Mr. Davenport.
Drop everything and see Fawcett yourself. Get him to move his wretched car as a favour to you.
And the rest of the work just waits, I suppose.
If you pull your finger out, it won't have to wait very long, will it? And when am I going to get your ledger to check, eh?
Get on with your work, Brian.
Oh, Davenport and Desmond, like a couple of kids, aren't they? Last week it was who gets served first with the morning tea.
Yeah.
And then we had that fight over the coat hanger. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not standing in that car park for Davenport or anyone.
I bring you greetings, gentlemen of the LTZ letters.
Ah, the very chap.
Hello, Brian.
Don't hello Brian me, Peter Fawcett. Because of you, I've got a mount guard in the car park at the crack of dawn tomorrow and stop you violating Davenport's parking space.
If I arrive first, I'll wait for you. Where's old Misery got? There you are, Mr. Jackson.
I want to see you, Fawcett.
Could you take these checks first for Davenport's second signature?
Good Lord. Oh, all these?
Mm-hmm. Desmond's had us on overtime.
Oh, that means Davenport will have us on it. If we were a bit more up-to-date, overtime wouldn't be necessary.
If you'll wait a minute, Fawcett, I'll get these signed and then you can take them back.
Oh, no. Desmond won't let me do that. He says it's your job to return them to us.
Like a couple of kids.
And a good thing too, old boy. They both have to sign the firm's checks. Think what a fiddle they could work if they got together.
No fear of that.
I want a word with you, Fawcett.
Certainly, old boy.
Less of the old boy, if you don't mind.
Oh.
For peace and quiet, please move your car.
It's become a political issue, I'm afraid. Desmond has ordered me to stay put. Can't bite the hand that recommends the old risers. Wish I could help, old boy. Cheers.
Damn.
Wasn't that Fawcett?
Yes, he brought these checks for second signature.
Oh, damn the checks. What about his car?
Mr. Desmond has instructed him to leave it where it is.
Would you believe that a grown man could act like that? I'll bring the checks in. I'll do them now. You call out the authorizations as I sign.
Here?
Here. Where do all these come from?
They have been on overtime.
And we didn't know? Well, our intelligence would have picked that up. It isn't as if his security's all that good. Get the staff to keep their ears open. The odd word dropped carelessly in the washroom should have put us onto him.
Can we start now?
We're all on overtime from tonight. Now get it organized. Well, come on, man, come on. What are you waiting for?
Air and Fertilizers Limited, £783.15.
Not so fast.
Janet?
Yes, Mr. Hewitt?
I've signed my post.
I'll collect it now, sir.
I'll be able to catch the last...
Mr. Hewitt, are you all right? You look very pale.
Oh, I'm upset, Janet, that's why. I've got a most unpleasant task to perform, and I'm dreading it. I've got to give Mr. Desmond and Mr. Davenport the sack.
Oh, no.
Our new ruthless policy.
Who's taking their place?
Mr. Jackson, Davenport's chief clerk.
But he's only been with us a few weeks.
Long enough to impress our new managing director. Well, let's leave the worst until last. Send Mr. Jackson in first, would you?
Cooper Seafoods, £176.03.
Correct, £6.03.
Darwin and...
We've had that account some years. They send me a bottle of wine every Christmas.
Darwin and Trout.
I donated to Desmond's section for their Christmas party.
Darwin
they don't
and
know
Trout,
any better.
£49.
They won't get a sniff of it this
sixpence.
Christmas. What do you say?
£49.05.
Jacko!
Eh?
I've got him. I've got him by the short and curlies.
What?
Look, they've spelt 40 with a U. Oh, Desmond can have all these checks back. I'm not signing any more.
We've a lot to get through. Must we waste time on trivialities?
Trivialities? They're supposed to be double-checked before they come to me, aren't they? Well, I've spotted one mistake. There might be others. Let him go through them again. Take them back. Take them back and tell him I'm not prepared to lower my standards, even if he is.
He won't like it.
I know. It's the only redeeming feature of the whole sordid affair. Yes, well...
I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Davenport. There's a message for Mr. Jackson.
Yes.
Will you go and see Mr. Hewitt? Right away, please.
So there you are, Mr. Jackson. After tomorrow night, you will be in complete charge of the combined account sections, A to K, L to Z. Congratulations.
Thank you for the trust you've placed in me, Mr. Hewitt.
It's Mr. Roberts you have to thank, not me. Not that I don't share his confidence in you, of course.
I'll be signing checks from tomorrow, then.
Yes, I'm seeing to that. Oh, it'll be quite a shock for poor Desmond and Davenport.
The old fools. I've got no sympathy for them.
It's my unpleasant duty to break the news.
Oh, I'll do it for you if you like. I don't mind.
I'm sure you wouldn't. But no, it's something I must do. Oh, when you get back, would you kindly ask them if they can spare a moment?
Spare a moment? You don't expect them to be working, do you? They're probably at each other's throats right now.
Where is he? Why, hello, Desmond. Any words you can't spell? Just ask my office boy. He'll help you.
Can we go into your office?
Of course, yes. Come on in. Sit down.
Thank you.
Cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Ah, since when?
My eighth day.
That explains it.
Explains what?
All these mistakes you've been making. Misspelling, missing trains. The satisfying smell of rich tobacco doesn't worry you, I hope.
What game are you playing with these checks?
Put them right, have you?
One minor spelling error.
No error is minor. If there's anything wrong, however slight, I must send it back. I have no choice.
I see. You get a good view of the car park from here, don't you? Is that your car? The one behind Fawcett's Mini?
I'm sorry if I was a bit hasty in sending those checks back, old man. Haven't been at my best this morning.
Ah. Well, I'll see young Fawcett when I get back. He should know better than to park in your space.
Thank you. Right, well, I'll sign these now. Did you have that work-study man in your section last week?
Sent him away with a flea in his ear.
Oh.
If I haven't found the right way to do things after 35 years, then I never will.
Exactly. Yes?
Ah, good. Both of you. Would you go and see Mr. Hewitt at once, please?
Both of us?
Yes, both of you.
Sit down, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Well, this is nice.
Glad we've made your day. Well, what do you want to see us about?
Ah, straight to the point, as always. Well. Oh, I'm forgetting my manners. A cigarette, Davenport.
Oh, it's very kind of you, thank you.
Desmond?
Thank you. Oh, no. I've given it up.
Oh, admirable. I wish I could. Allow me, Davenport.
Thank you.
Well. How's things, department-wise? Have our statements gone out yet?
Of course not.
Oh, we never get them out till the 15th of the month.
No, quite. Unfortunately, Mr. Roberts feels that this just isn't good enough.
Well, let him try and do better. Is this what you wanted to see us for, to moan about the statements?
Not exactly. No. How long have you been with us, Mr. Desmond?
35 years.
Yes, we both started on the same day. Yeah, but he was late as usual, so I'm the senior.
Damn trains.
35 years?
Yes.
As long as that. Well, well, well. I suppose you'll be thinking about retiring fairly soon.
Retiring? Whatever for?
Well, I mean after 35 years.
I'll think about it when the time comes, which won't be for another 5 years.
At least.
Yes.
Mr. Desmond. Mr. Davenport. Now, you know me. However unpleasant the task, I don't shirk it.
If you want us to serve on the staff outing committee again, then forget it. It poured with rain last year, and they held me personally responsible.
It isn't that. No. Gentlemen, Mr. Roberts has asked that I give you, each of you, an envelope. Here.
Oh.
Letter.
Thank you.
Private and confidential? What's this about, then?
Well, can we open them now?
Please do.
Oh.
Are they both the same?
Yes.
But why, Hewitt?
What can I say? I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You're sorry? 1 month's notice after 35 years and not a word of explanation.
Why, Hewitt? Why?
It's nothing against you personally.
We've always done our best for the company.
It's just the new order of things, gentlemen. Mr. Roberts intends to completely reorganize the firm, and he's starting with your sections.
Oh, he would.
We're going to amalgamate both departments and go over to a computer.
Ah, oh,
computer.
This, of course, will call for an entirely new kind of chief accountant. A computer programmer. An expert in data processing. You see, jobs that you can't do, of course.
We can't speak Hindustani either, but we never pretended we could. No, we're accountants, not electronic engineers.
You keep on taking this thing personally, gentlemen.
Well, what do you...
It's just that your old jobs will simply cease to exist.
So, it'll be kicked out in a month's time.
Well, I'd like to talk about that. You see, this is purely an idea, of course, a little suggestion that Mr. Roberts asked me to pass on.
Oh, spit it out, for heaven's sake.
You won't take this personally?
Well, as long as it doesn't affect us personally, of course we won't.
Mr. Roberts feels that it would be more convenient all round if you were to leave tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Not this very instant. We can stay till tomorrow.
It might be inconvenient for Mr. Roberts, but I intend to work out every damn minute of my month's notice.
So do I.
We were just trying to spare you the embarrassment.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow, your successor takes over. It's, Jackson, your chief clerk, Davenport.
Jackson? The five-minute wonder? Good Lord.
Well, he's a qualified computer programmer, you know.
All I know is he's no damn good at figures. You know what I found in his check ledger today?
What?
Never mind.
I realize that few men can measure up to your high standards, Mr. Davenport. But he is Mr. Roberts' choice, and we must accept him. Warts and all. Yes. Well, you can work under him for your last month if you wish.
All right. You win. And I'll go tomorrow.
So will I.
Don't ask us to come back, though, when he makes a mess of it, will you? Uh-huh. Eh? Because when I leave, I leave.
If you go, I go.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. Well. Splendid. Absolutely splendid. In spite of the delicate nature of that little episode, gentlemen, I think we all handled it very well. Very well indeed.
You sound like a butcher congratulating a pig he's just slaughtered.
No hard feelings, I hope.
Not against you personally, Hewitt. No, my quarrel's against the ventriloquist, not his dummy.
Oh.
Well, unless you've got any more good news for us, I'd like to get back to my department.
Quite.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. After you.
After you. Well, I'd never have to see you in my life.
Oh, dear.
Have they gone?
Yes, Mr. Roberts. They leave tomorrow.
Ah, good. Any trouble?
They took it better than I did. I've never had to dismiss anybody before.
Well, you'll get plenty of experience with me. Here, wait a minute. 35 years. This will hit the pension fund, won't it?
They never went over to the new scheme, sir. I think they'll get about £4.17 a week.
Thank goodness for that.
Perhaps we could afford to be generous, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. You'll be organizing a collection, won't you? Put me down for a pound. In fact, as a matter of policy for the future, you can always put me down for a pound.
Not going out tonight, then, Mr. Desmond?
No, I'm not in the mood for it somehow, Mrs. Harris.
You'll have a nice quiet evening at home for a change. It'll do you good.
Mrs. Harris, I'm afraid I might have to give these rooms up.
Desmond, we haven't upset you, have we?
Oh, no.
We think of you as one of the family, you know.
Well, it's a question of cash.
Cash?
Yes, I retire from my job tomorrow on a very small pension. I'll be forced to find something cheaper.
Then we'll have to come to a new arrangement, that's all. We can't lose you for the sake of a few shillings. Perhaps if I cut down on the food.
Oh, that's very kind of you, but...
Now, not another word. It's all settled. Oh, the place wouldn't be the same without you. Oh, who can that be at this time of night?
Davenport? What the devil? Show him up, Mrs. Harris. He must come the night we have kippers, mustn't he? Let some air in. Oh, where's my jacket? Ah.
In here, sir.
Thank you.
See you later then, Mr. Desmond.
Thank you. Good evening, Davenport.
I didn't expect to see me, eh? Oh, do you mind if I sit down? Those stairs.
Oh, of course, do.
Thank you. Well, in view of today's bombshell, I thought you and I ought to have a little talk away from the office, Desmond.
Yes?
How much do you pay for these rooms, by the way?
Why?
Oh, just comparing them with mine, that's all. Full board?
Apart from a midday meal during the week?
Same as me, £6 10.
£7. Mind you, the food is first class.
Yes, you can smell kippers halfway up the street. She's a nice-looking woman.
Who? Oh, Mrs. Harris. Oh, yes, I suppose she is.
How does she fit in with the arrangements?
She lives downstairs with her husband.
Ah.
Why? What did you think?
Oh, nothing. No, nothing. No, just trying to justify that extra 10 bob a week, if that's all.
Really?
How are you going to manage on your pension?
Well, I shall have to get a job.
What as? Father Christmas?
They advertise a preparation for darkening the hair. Supposed to make one look years younger. I think I'll try it.
Catch me tarting myself up.
Oh, it doesn't work miracles. What did you want to see me about?
Can we go somewhere more cheerful? This room gives me the creeps. For £7 a week, she might have given you some decent wallpaper. I thought that brown varnished stuff went out years ago.
There's a little pub down the road where I go sometimes.
No, I never go in pubs, but it sounds better than this. All right, come on then.
Evening, Mr. Desmond. Cold enough for you?
Evening, George. That table there, Davenport.
All these years I've known you, I'd never have put you down as a boozer.
I have the odd pint of bitter, that's all.
Yeah. I suppose that room would drive anyone to drink.
Do you want a drink?
I wouldn't mind, yeah. What do we do, buy our own?
Well, it's usual for each to buy a round.
Oh, well, let's be usual then. I'll have a large brandy.
You realize how much they cost, I hope.
Well, I offer to buy my own. Well,
as long as you don't think it's sixpence a pint. Two large brandies, please, Rosie.
Right, Mr. Desmond.
Today's events justify a departure from normal.
I should say.
I suppose if I wait long enough, you'll eventually tell me what you want to talk about.
Jackson knows nothing about bookkeeping.
Jackson?
Here we are, gentlemen.
Ah, thank you, Rosie. There.
Oh, thank you.
Well, bottoms up.
Not with brandy, Davenport.
Hmm?
Sip it. It's very expensive.
Oh.
Now, what's this about Jackson?
You know he keeps the running totals of all the checks we make out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found an £18,000 error today.
No.
An £18,000 error. He brought forward £57,000 on one page and like a fool reversed the figures. On the next page it's shown as £75,000.
But that's sheer carelessness.
And this is our new head of department.
But isn't he supposed to cross-check his total with the authorizations? That'd show up the error at once.
Yeah, anyone with a basic knowledge of bookkeeping would have done so. He didn't.
He's a computer programmer. They don't have to know how to add up. Are you going to tell Roberts?
I am a favour, don't I?
They'll find it easily enough when the bank statement arrives. It'll show a difference of £18,000.
Yes, well, I'll come to that. What sort of a job were you thinking of going after, Desmond?
Well, there was one in the paper tonight. Messenger wanted by city firm would suit pensioner.
I know the sort. You'll work like a horse for office boy's wages. Enough to take orders from some snotty-nosed kid of 16.
Beggars can't be choosers. I don't care what I have to do to get some money.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Hmm?
You ready for another?
Well, it's not lemonade, you know.
Oh, all right, please yourself.
Yes, I'll have one. Come on, old man. Drink that up and I'll buy you another.
No. My turn, old boy.
No, no, it's mine. Rosie!
Oh, well, I concede defeat, then. You know, all these years I've worked with you, and I've only just found out your name is Alfred.
I never knew you were called Albert.
Oh, call me Bert. Alfie, old boy.
Burlington Bert.
Oh, yes. Oh, and Alfred the Great.
Sorry to have kept you, sir.
Oh, good old Rosie. Hey, there you are. Now, Rosie, two brandies.
Singles.
Oh.
I brought the bottle over.
Thank you.
There.
First class, Rosie. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Charming girl. Charming girl. Didn't think much of her when we first came in, but she looks all right now.
She usually does after the third glass.
Better than the rough we get in the office, eh?
Well, where do they get them from? The best looker in my department is like a Russian female weightlifter.
Oh, what, Bertha?
Big Bertha.
I think she's a man dressed up, you know.
Kicked out after 35 years. Hundreds of thousands of pounds through our hands and never a penny short.
Awful loss.
Have you noticed that old Roberts never bothers to look at any of the checks we take into him? He just signs them, just like that.
I had noticed.
He trusts us, that's why. And so he damn well should. So he damn well should. Never once have we given him a duff check to sign.
So he sacks us.
I bet that if we made a check out payable to ourselves, he'd sign it.
There's no doubt about it.
That's what we should do to teach the swine a lesson. We should make a check out payable to ourselves.
For £18,000?
Yes. Eh?
Well, if we made it out for £18,000, it would cancel out Jackson's error. The books would balance and no one would be any the wiser.
You're not serious.
Why not?
You have been listening to the first half of Compensating Error by R.D. Winfield. In the cast, Mr. Davenport was played by Derek Giler, and George Benson played Mr. Desmond. Alan Donner played Jackson. Next time, can they get away with it? The executive producer of The Mystery Project is Bill Howell. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.